Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. This moment, you're joining with a worldwide community of poets, of writers, of lovers of the written and spoken word. To all of you, welcome home. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the January 17th, 2020 edition. I am one of your hosts, Michael Amadei. I'm sitting here across from my co-host, the producer, the man who keeps everything running over there, Mr. JT. Good evening, sir.
Evening.
How are you?
I'm all right. Pesky cough. And it's just an annoyance. It's
but you're feeling much better than a couple weeks ago,
sure.
Yes,
yeah.
But it's taken a while.
It has.
Yeah. But here we are. It's a very windy night. There's winds about, 25, 26 miles an hour out there right now.
Yeah.
But we're here safe and sound in the studio. I'm sipping on some coffee here. What do you have? Do you have anything to drink in here?
Yeah, I got some water.
You got water? You're doing it? So yeah. I got water. I got coffee. What does everybody else have? I mean, I'm sure that everybody else sits down and brings something, you know.
I hope so.
Probably just tremendous amounts of alcohol or prolific amounts of alcohol. Someone drinking way too much milk.
Yes. Way too much milk.
I'm seriously, obscene amounts of milk.
Raspberry tea from Dennis.
Oh, see, that's a good one, actually. I like that one. Yeah. So
hot or cold, though?
Well, yeah. You know, I think when I'm mixing the two. I'm mixing two. I have hot and cold here. This is just a tradition. I think I've had coffee for almost every show we've done. There's probably a couple I haven't. But yeah. I at least get coffee. Even if I don't get coffee any other time that week, I at least have coffee for the show.
Yes, you do.
It's kind of just a thing. And I'm happy too. But anyway, I'm just really grateful to be here tonight. You know, your street outside, JT, is a mess.
Well, we were.
What is going on here?
Missile testing.
We're doing missile testing outside. Yeah. Are they doing an underground kind of like they do in North Korea?
Yeah. We're across the road. They're building the next one so they can test it.
There are. What would you call it? For the last year or so, there's just in front of your house and just like the intersection right next to you, because you're right on an intersection, is just been dug up in an insane amount of times.
Yes.
By like pretty big equipment.
Oh, yeah.
And right now, I got to say, man, your street looks like a war zone.
It's
like they just changed the name of your street to Sarajevo. You know, it's just what it is.
Yeah.
But this is interesting. So at any rate, it'll be fine eventually soon.
Yes.
But tonight we have some cool things we're going to be doing. So we're going to be doing some. There's no Studio X tonight.
No.
I'm just saying that because I saw that asked earlier. I think Dennis asked me that. No. No Studio X tonight. But we will be unveiling the identity of our poet of the month. We will be doing several submission poems that have been sent in.
Sorry. Fingers.
Like how you change your mind mid-fanfare.
Yeah, well, you know.
That fanfare is just not quite festive enough.
It's the wrong fanfare.
It's a wrong fanfare. And it's the difference between charging and retreating. It's kind of important.
That it is.
Wrong one! Wrong one! They're running the wrong direction! and of course, we're going to have some awesome work from the poets in our community here, as we always do. So just a few housekeeping things. If you are listening to this and you want to support the show, the 2019 World Poetry Open Mic Anthology is now on sale on Amazon. All the proceeds from the show go to the show to help pay for you know, the website and all that stuff. It goes directly to our costs. And that's really how we keep this thing moving year in and year out. And it's all work from the poets. They're part of the community here. And once a year, we put out a book that's going to be a really cool thing. Speaking of that, in June, and we're about to kind of throw this up probably in February here, we're going to be starting to take publicly, start publicly taking submissions for World Poetry Magazine, which is coming out this summer. And if you're a listener to the show, a longtime listener to the show, we'll make sure that you're able to submit for free. And so we're actually going to be using a platform called Submittable for everything else, which will have a small cost attached to it. The reason for that is not that we're trying to bring in money off that. It's that according to a lot of people who do publishing and do this kind of thing, free submissions from just the wide public results in mountains and upon mountains of work, and most of it not relevant to what you want to do. So by adding just a small charge to it, as many poems as they want to put in, which is a small charge for it, it makes them think and consider and figure out what they're going to do, and then they send it in. And so it's something I was against at the beginning, but then after looking at the data, talking to a lot of people who do it, that seems to be the right move.
Yeah.
But for long-time listeners of the show, obviously we know you. You know what we're looking for, so that's not going to be a problem for you. Okay? All right. Let's get into rules, shall we? All right. We're going to get into the rules of the show. Hey, do you have a whip crack sound effect? No?
Not on this setup.
Well, we can work it out, because I think it would be like, time for the rules. You know what I mean? Okay, let's try this again. Ready? Time for the rules. Rule number one, no hate speech. We've never done it on the show. We never will. Number two, please try to skew PG-13 if you can. We want to make this a friendly place for younger people, for families to listen. However, we're not in the business of censorship. So if we think it's a really artistic, there's a great flow going, we might not jump in. But if it gets gratuitous, we reserve the right to jump in and kind of say, hey, maybe this isn't the right thing for the moment. Rule number three. Please, when we come on the line, try to be prepared with your poem. It's just a respect thing for everybody else who is on the line. It gets kind of late pretty quickly on a Friday night, especially when we start the time we do. So we just want to respect time and make it easier. Same thing with rule number four. Please keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes long. That also just kind of respects everybody's time and keeps the show flowing very nicely. And the last rule is for JT and myself. We're so busy doing things here, especially JT. You should see it. It's a feat. It's like seeing an octopus doing the job with half of their legs. So basically, if you have comments, you have suggestions, we love them. We thrive on those. But it's just hard for us to remember. So if you have those, please send them to us, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, and just say suggestions for the show or concerns about the show or whatever. Or you can send it to us on the contact form on our site at worldpoetryopenmic.net, and we will take it into meetings when we get together and talk. And we actually have really changed the show a lot based on those in the past, so it definitely doesn't fall on deaf ears. All right, we're getting ready for the first segment. Is there anything you need to add first, JT? Anything we need to be aware of that I forgot to cover?
No, I think we're good.
I think we're good? Okay,
yeah.
Beautiful. So we need five unique callers. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
And we're back here with the first segment of the evening. You know, it's going to be kind of a quiet night. I can tell. Maybe the wind's kind of blowing a certain way. You know, things just happen like that, you know?
Interesting way to put that, but yeah.
We have an all-male review happening this first segment.
Whoa.
It's, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like Magic Mike, except it's poetry. And instead of poetry.
Some would say instead of poetry, Magic Mike is poetry.
Well, see, that's poetry in motion. This is poetry on the radio. You know what I feel like I should do is, from here on out, whenever I have like a resume or something, I say Mike, and I'd be like, and underneath, I'd be like, he's also magic. yeah. How many jobs do you think that would not get me if I did that?
Maybe about 3.
After out of how many applied to?
500.
The rest of them, they'd be like, we're down. All right. So we've got 3 great callers here, but before we get into it, we have a submission, and they're really short. There's 2 sent in. They're so short, I feel like I'm just going to do them as one. It's going to take less time than a normal poem to read both, okay?
Yeah.
So, and this is someone we've done this before, because they write micro-poetry. This is from Jim in Pennsylvania. And, and I actually skipped that other thing. Let me do this first.
Submission?
I'll do the submission first, then we'll do the other thing. Sorry about that. So this is from Jim, and he sent in 2. This first one's called Modern Day Lady of La Mancha. She is aware. She does not care. I've made my lady so long as I continue to fight windmills elsewhere. That was Modern Day Lady of La Mancha. The second one is Achilles' Curse. There is no glory ever to be found in war, only in myths and memory of daring deeds done or in defeat, a hero's destined death. And that was Achilles' Curse, both from James Rothline. He says he'll hear us all next week, but he just sent this in for us, and we love it. Thank you so much, Jim. Great job, as always. All right, now we got to go back to the thing that I asked you about that I screwed up.
That's okay.
It is time for us to reveal not the thing you think I'm going to say with these tearaway pants, but instead the January 2020 Poet of the Month. Powerful. All right. Poet of the Month. Son of a... Okay.
Sorry.
Our poet that is of the month. That's pretty close. Our poet of the month is none other than the person who I've indicated with those following things. No, the poet of the month is Khalil Gibran, who is the author of The Prophet. I'm sorry. Khalil Gibran was a Lebanese-American writer, poet, and visual artist, also considered a philosopher, although he himself rejected this title. He's best known as the author of The Prophet, which was first published in the United States in 1923, and is one of the best-selling books of all time, having been translated into more than 100 languages. Now, if you want to find out more, it's on our page. If you just click on Poet of the Month, you'll be able to go there, access a link to find out all kinds of things about him and read more of his work. But that is our poet for this month. His name is Khalil Gibran, our January 2020 Poet of the Month. Just stirs the spirits, you know?
It totally does.
Yeah. I wish I knew why. All right. Let's go now to Dennis in the Mitten State. Hello, Dennis.
Oh, hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well and blessed and very thankful for it.
Well, good. So am I. And we're blessed to have you here on the show with us. How's the week been? Weren't you supposed to be getting hit with some cold weather here this last week?
It's been cold, but what's coming up starting tomorrow be a good snowstorm for us. It'll probably be just flakes for you, but we're gonna get a little bit. And, we're gonna whine a little bit, although we don't deserve to in light of the snow you get. But we do it anyway.
Well, you know, the thing is we might get a lot of snow, but I don't think the cold ever compares, you know, so We're with you, and we hope you guys stay warm and everything's safe. Everybody's safe out there. It'll all be good.
All good, I tell you.
That's perfect.
We are survivors.
Yes, you are. I don't think anybody's gonna argue with you about that one. So what do you have for us then, calling from the state, the Mitten State of Michigan?
The Mitten State, yes. Well, to honor the poet of the month, Khalil Gibran, I would like to start off this show with a poem of his. And the title is The Hymn of Man. I was, and I am, so shall I be to the end of time, for I am without end. I have cleft the vast spaces of the infinite and have taken flight to the worlds of fantasy and drawn nigh to the circle of light on high. Yet, behold me a captive of matter. I have hearkened to the teachings of Confucius and have listened to the wisdom of Brahma and sat beside the Buddha beneath the tree of knowledge. Beholding me now, contending with ignorance and unbelieving. I was up on Sinai when the Lord showed himself to Moses. By the Jordan, I beheld the Nazarene's miracles. In Medina, I heard the words of the Apostle of Arabia. Behold me now, a prisoner of doubt. I have seen Babylon's strength and Egypt's glory and the greatness of Greece. My eyes cease not upon the smallness and poverty of their works. I have sat with the witch of Endor and the priest of Assyria and the prophets of Palestine, and I cease not to chant the truth. I have learned the wisdom that descended on India and gained a mastery over poetry that welled up from the Arabian's heart and hearkened to the music of people from the West. Yet I am blind and see not. My ears are stopped and I do not hear. I have borne the harshness of insatiable conquerors and felt the oppression of tyrants and the bondage of the powerful. Yet I am strong, and to do battle with the days, all this have I heard and seen, and I am yet a child. In truth, shall I hear and see the deeds of youth and grow old and attain perfection and return to God? I was and I am. So shall I be to the end of time, for I am without end. End of poem. A poem by Khalil Gibran.
Great read, Dennis. You know, it was interesting to me, and I've heard that piece before, but hearing you read it for the first time, I suddenly connected it to Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones. And I wonder if Mick Jagger took that poem and ran off with it to try to write those lyrics.
He might have. There's inspiration everywhere.
That's true. That's true. And I remember the first time I ever came across Gibran was when I found a copy of The Prophet, and I was in I was 14. I was in eighth grade, and I was ditching English class. Because
well done, Michael.
And well, see, I was the guy who ditched English class to go hang out in the library and read books. So
you were on your own field trip.
You just described my entire school career, Dennis, and probably my life. But at any rate, I just remember falling just really in love with his writing, and hearing you read To Kick This Off really reminded me of why.
Yeah, he has such beautiful dialogues in his poetry. It just grabs you and holds you. And you say, wow, that is wonderful. I wish I would have expressed stuff like that. he is definitely a master of words.
His works
live on and will till the end of time.
Hey, that's all that matters to him, right? I think that's a good thing. So, hey,
it is.
Thank you so much, sir. It's a great way to kick off, and we're looking forward to hearing from you in the return.
Yes, I look forward to that, too, and I'll step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic. I'm going to say, God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan, kicking us off here in the first segment with some great Khalil Gibran poetry. All right. We got him on the line. Good, because I was worried about Nightbot being crazy with this.
Oh, yeah, no, it doesn't affect this portion.
Well, I figured it wouldn't do that, but I just didn't know what was going on. All right. Yeah, I know they're separate. Unless Nightbot becomes sentient.
Yeah, I was going to say, unless we build something else into Nightbot.
Can we actually get an Android, and could you program it with Nightbot?
That'd be kind of weird.
Be amazing. We could actually have a physical thing we could talk to that was Nightbot.
I'll see what I can work on.
I know you will. That's why I mentioned it. Okay, let's go now to Stan in Alabama.
Yeah, I know you will. That's why I mentioned it. Okay, let's go now to
Stan. Hey, Stan.
Alabama. Yeah, I know you will.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Man, what a way to kick it off. Dennis doing the poet of the month.
I know.
And, man, he nailed it.
He really did. You know what? Gibran nailed it, and then Dennis nailed it when he read him. So I think it was just a win all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
So what's going on with you? How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Very, very well.
Love it. Love hearing that. So what's been going on?
Oh, just trying to keep up with the poetry and trying to keep up with some of these side jobs I've been doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fair enough. That's how I feel, too.
Yeah.
Man, well, great, and you know, I know you call to share the poetry. We always just want to check in with you because we always just are so happy you're able to join us when you can, and it's been consistent recently, which is like a real treat. So
really,
yeah,
for me too. Thank you.
Oh, you got it. So so what do you have for us?
Well, believe it or not, I'm doing a cover tonight as well.
No kidding.
But it's not Gibran.
Okay.
I'm going to just go ahead and read this, and it is titled Creating a Voice for Women, and I think it's in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the women's vote. Years ago, courageous women made a resolution to achieve what none had achieved before, to fight when most had acquiesced, and to continue in the face of countless rejections. Their resolution created a revolution, and now it is commonplace. Women are now given their due place in the world and are afforded the right to choose who will govern them. We take it for granted now, but over 100 years ago, women were denied that basic right. And now we celebrate the centennial anniversary of this right, and we applaud the women who marched and gathered and left their homes to work on getting this passed. Those days, you left your family at your peril, and you had to depend on the kindness of relatives and neighbors to care for your children. But I have to think some women brought their youngest with them to nurture while they went about the daunting task of finding a voice. For it was a voice they wanted. The need to be heard is a given right for all individuals, male and female. And these brave women worked to give this to all women. They were crusaders who continued through tremendous odds and organized and fought to be heard. Imagine the frustration of a woman at that time trying to get the ear of men in government. Even though they had male supporters, it was the sheer tenacity of their effort that brought this 19th Amendment to fruition. And now, as we 21st century women who have been able to vote since birth mark our ballots, let us remember we are voting on the backs of the suffragists who blazed a trail that ended in a victory. One that we should treasure and be treat as with reverence. For voting is our way of keeping the people's voice alive, and women more than anyone else know what it's like to have no voice at all. End piece. A piece by our own Barbara Ehrentrud.
Very, very well read, Stan, and wonderful, wonderful write, Barbara. That's awesome. I knew you were going to be sharing something from her, but I personally I didn't know which one it was. I'm glad that was the one you did.
Well, that's the one she asked me to do.
Perfect. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yep. I know. So
yeah.
And I've got to say it for Barbara, because she's probably not listening now. She's under the weather, and so's her daughter.
Yeah.
So what I want to say is thank you, Barbara, for the honor of letting me be your voice tonight.
Those are powerful words coming from a man with a voice like yours. So that's a compliment. So, Barbara, great job. Stan, great job. And we hope to hear from you in the return.
Of course. And on to the next.
Thank you, sir. And that was Stan calling from Alabama, the number two spot here in our first segment. It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
It's been a solid night. I think if someone wandered in, they're listening to this, they'd be like, this stuff is solid as hell. Because it is.
Let's hope. Yeah.
And I know the next gentleman here is going to keep that streak moving. He's been killing it. Our next caller has been killing it with views on his poetry. He keeps sending me little updates of it. And usually it's like when I'm in the middle of a songwriting session or something.
Right.
But he sends me this stuff, and it's just going up and up and up.
That's great.
And he's doing really well. Let's go to Zach in upstate New York. Hey, Zach. Welcome.
Hey, yeah. Sorry to keep interrupting your song session.
Oh, don't you worry, man. No, I feel bad that I'm not responding. That's exactly the right place to go. But I am actually keeping track of what you're sending me and everything, and I really do appreciate it. So please don't think it's just the void there.
Okay, so how are you guys doing?
Going well. JT, you want to answer that? Because I feel like I answer that all the time.
Yeah, no. I'm doing well. I think we're doing well. Good fun week. Ups and downs, as always, but, you know.
Usually standing up, sitting back down, standing up, sitting back down, you know.
Laying down, sleeping. sleep. Sorry.
Zach, how about you? What's going on up there?
You know, it's just writing poetry and, you know, helping people. You know, helping people with my words and, you know, making sure that they know that they're valued and that they are important and, you know, that it's okay to feel what they're feeling and, you know, so doing that. And then pretty exciting week ahead because on Sunday, a short film that I co-wrote and co-directed is launching on Sunday, and that is coming out on Sunday, and so that's exciting. And then next Saturday, I'm going to go see Anastasia on Broadway, based on the animated movie from the 90s.
Hmm. Very cool.
Well, that's great. So, well, first off, skip the Anastasia thing, because I'm sure that'll be great. When this short film that you co-wrote and co-directed premieres, is it going to be going up online, or are you going to a premiere party, or like how does that work? Is there a way we can see it?
It's gonna be on Facebook. I can always put it in the link in the WPOM Poets and Friends.
Okay.
And then, but yeah, it's you know, it was, it's funny because it's a comedy, but the trailer that I launched, that we posted, makes it look like it's a horror film. So, you know, throws me off a little bit, but, you know, but still, I actually directed a scene in it, and then I wrote it, and I wrote a joke in it, and so, you know, it was a pretty cool experience, especially since we had absolutely zero budget.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. I, you know, whenever I get a chance to, it sounds great.
Mm-hmm. So, how's the before you go on? How's that producing thing going with or writing with the producer?
Oh, it's going great. I mean, we've been getting together and doing a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of interesting little rules that he comes from the Nashville tradition, where he learned about songwriting everything from the guys who do it in Nashville. And there are some rules there that I respect. I don't necessarily agree with all of them, but I respect them. So it's great learning it's great learning the ways that other people do things, and learning to work within that discipline, even though it's not naturally what I gravitate to, you know?
Well, and that's the thing. Everything is subjective. So the fact, you know, especially songwriting, it's so personal. And so when you're collaborating, it's just such a weird experience at first, I gotta imagine. But then, you know, once you understand each other's thought processes, then it'll probably get a little easier.
Of course. And it's going great already, but it's just being willing to put in the work. And we are. So it gets just heavy, but it's always a great time. You know, it's just a bunch of coffee and sitting around and playing songs and working on things, and just a great creative little atmosphere.
Yeah, more power to you. I get sick from the smell of coffee, so, and you can imagine how bad that is when I work at a gas station.
I was going to say, yeah.
We throw away 2.5 gallons of coffee every Whew. Single night.
Oh my gosh!
So yeah, I've been taking up the time for too long now. So I'll just get right into it.
All right.
This one is called "Getaway," and it's one I wrote recently. And here we go. If I get lost riding a train of thought, please don't come looking for me. I won't want to be found. And if you see me struggle to swim in a sea of words, it's okay, let me drown. Here and now, I promise I'll come back to you someday. But for now, I need to get away. End of peace.
Very cool. What'd you make of that one, JT?
I like that. It's nice and just.
Right, yeah, I was thinking of train of thought. The phrase train of thought. I'm like, you know, what? I wonder. I think it'd be cool to actually ride a train of thought. And you know, as poets, you know, that's how we escape is by, riding trains of thought, and then, going until they crash, and then we still keep on going. And so I just thought, you know, if I wanted to get away, how would I do it? If I would probably, you know, if people saw me off in my own little world, then, you know, sometimes they need to be off in my own little world.
And, right. I agree. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. Really does. Hey, Zach, thank you so much for that. I think it's a great one for the first segment here. And are you going to be calling during the return?
I am. And just so you know, the manuscript of the book that I sent you, for some reason, every time that I click on the email link that you give me through Facebook, the G is capitalized. So when I sent it, it actually didn't go through. So
I was wondering about that. Okay.
For some reason, it's automatically capitalized. So, for some reason, the caps lock is it is character specific. So
I just got it though. I just checked it.
Yep.
It's right there.
Okay, good.
Beautiful. We got it, man. Right. Thank you so much for that. And so now I've got it, and I will look at it probably in the morning. But I appreciate you, and looking forward to the return.
All right, sounds great. I will step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic.
All right, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you then.
Bye.
And that was Zach calling from New York here, rounding out our first segment. Now, JT, can I tell you? Can I tell the listeners about something I found during the last column break?
Yes.
I look around for things that are interesting.
Yes,
you know,
you do.
It's on purpose. It's,
yes.
So I just found out TacoBellWedding.com, and this is real. You can get married at Taco Bell's flagship cantina in Las Vegas.
Wow.
I'm going to read you part of this, okay?
Okay.
There you go. The wedding package. Everything you need to know about tying the knot at Taco Bell. One of the most memorable days of your life should be your wedding day. Kind of like how the most unforgettable memories you've ever had were those that involved Taco Bell. So why not put the two together and have a Taco Bell wedding? If you had fond memories of date nights at Taco Bell and sharing your dreams of your next 40-plus years with that certain someone, if nothing is more romantic than sharing a Baja Blast with two straws as you gaze into each other's eyes, if the Marry Me Softs packet is your idea of a perfect love letter and gives you all the feels, or if you just can't imagine sharing the bliss of wedding bells without Taco Bell, it's time to make it official with your very own Taco Bell wedding inside the chapel at our Las Vegas Taco Bell Cantina restaurant. No joke, they make bouquets out of hot sauce packets. It is incredible.
Wow.
And people do this. Here's pictures of couples who have done it. So, of course,
if it's catered.
Well, sort of the. You get tons of Taco Bell. They give you Taco Bell swag t shirts. They even give you ones that say Taco Bell and have Mr. and Mrs. written on it.
Okay.
Or I'm sure you could do whatever variants you would like.
Yeah.
And it looks absolutely fantastic. So, of course, the first thing I did was send it to a few women that I knew. Some of them are just friends. Other ones, I think they assumed that it was a proposition of some kind.
And, really interesting.
And I'm going to do nothing to dispel that because I think it's hilarious. But so in case anybody's wondering, Zach, in case anybody's wondering, if a wedding comes on, it's in the cards, you may want to consider getting married at the Las Vegas Cantina for Taco Bell. All right, everybody. It is time for us to look at our second segment. Everybody's guaranteed two. So we're going to see if there's more people who want to call in. These are still unique callers. This is not yet the return engagement. So the number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
Rock the mic. Rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic. Rock the mic. Hot. Hot, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock, when you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and here we are in the second segment of the evening, led in by the late, great poet Lenny C. We missed the guy. He was great for the poetry community there, and he was a supporter of the show as well. All right, now we have a... Let me double-check this... The thing you have up top here, JT?
Yeah.
Let me do that at the end, because I think it may be duplicated from what just happened this last segment.
Okay.
Not a problem. So I'm going to double-check that before. However, let's just head right to our first caller, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to head to Cleveland, Ohio, and speak to Mama Oladeji. Mama, good evening.
Yes?
How are you?
I'm here.
We can hear you.
A question for JT.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let him answer it after I do my piece.
Okay.
Because he's a haiku master, and this is a short little quote by Khalil Gibran that I don't really catch on to. I thought maybe he may explain it, what it really means. And the quote is, when you are sorrowful, look again in your heart, and you shall see that in truth you are weeping for that which has been your delight. I don't get it. So that's for a haiku master to explain to me at the end of my piece.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. My piece is called Good Purpose. Looking back at the past too long blinds the future. Concentrate our strength. Bundle up our individual thoughts. Use your God mind. We are stronger together. Unity moves mountains. Look up at the sun and see the clearing sky. We cannot spare the straying lamb. Those who would harm us must not succeed. God is greater than any man. Together we must stand. Backward never, let's stick together. Or we won't advance. Stuck in the avalanche of backward thinking keeps new thoughts thinking, keeps new thought horizons thinking. Look back at the past too long, it blinds the future. We are humanity, the spine that binds morality. We are here, just like you. No one made one race to judge. Help carry life's accumulated burdens instead of the old tired grudge. Let us feel, let us pray, universal sorrow away. Let us do things in God's way. Listen to the voice within. Sin may be buried deep within. From years and years of hearing dirt planted inside of an innocent soul are years of angry hurt. Generations now only passes through, never accomplishing what they came to do. Buried in sin and evil thoughts keeps mankind's soul tied up in knots. Meditate. And God will speak. Listen to the quiet voice within. He promises never to leave you, nor ever to lead you astray. He made us for his good purpose, and somehow we got lost along the way. But look deep within and find that purpose. You've been looking back too long. Staring in life's rear view blinds the future of our strong. Weakly bellowing out misunderstood songs, that third verse is not healing, yet perpetuates all the wrong. Concentrate on the strength. Bundle up your thoughts as one. Use your God mind in this new day and time. And remember, we're stronger together. Unity moves mountains, making life better. Look up at the sun, the clearing sky. We cannot spare the straying lamb. God said, I am that I am. Unity moves mountains. Let us drink from God's flowing fountain. Drink not the stagnated water of the evil deeds. Those who would harm us must not succeed. God is greater than any man. Together we must take one stand. Backward never. Let's stick together. For God made us for his good purpose. In peace.
beautiful piece.
Yeah, spoke. It's like listening to a prophet come down and stand there and speak to a crowd. I love that.
Ashe, thank you so much.
You got it. JT, I'm interested. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, JT, that piece by Khalil Gibran again is when you are sorrowful, look again in your heart and you shall see the truth you are weeping for, that which has been your delight.
Yes. So I had to look at it. That's a great, great little piece. So true. So if you are grieving, you're grieving for the loss of a loved one, which was your delight. So it's just, it is so great of a piece, a different way of wording it. It's so great.
Thinking essentially that, so tell me if I'm correct,
yeah.
That without having the love and the delight in something, sorrow is not the thing that follows. It's rare that you feel sorrow for something that you didn't take joy and delight
right.
in.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that brings it. Get it. I thought he was saying that the things that you were doing wrong, that you delighted in, that you were sorrowful because you can't do those things anymore because they're against your growth and your whatever. I don't know. I got it all back. Thank you for bringing that. Yes, I can. I really want to understand that. That was a great analysis. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
Well, thanks for bringing up making us think about it too. There's a reason he is the haiku master.
right. That's what I figured. That if anybody would get it, he would.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome,
Mama. We love you. Thank you so much for leading this off, and we'll be having the return engagement real shortly. Okay. So if you got something, we'd love to hear again.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Man, this has all been such great stuff.
It has.
And our next caller is going to knock it out of the park, too, because he always does.
Yeah.
Man, let's go to Sinister in Missouri. Hey, Sinister, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. How are you?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm back in with the current, you know, evolution of man. I have a phone and I actually online. I can hear the show. Wife hasn't had me let me have a cell phone in forever. You know, but with my daughter an iPhone 11, she got an iPhone 6S, so I got a Moto.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, now you're in business, man.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. I've done four shows tonight. I've already spit about 6-7 pieces. I'm jacked up. There you go. I missed it, and I'm not really writing, but you know, you gotta get your feet wet again. So that's what we're doing.
Got it, man.
Well, how about this? We're gonna step off the stage, and let you read, okay?
All right, man. Raped, frozen, and empowered. Walked the peak to witness snails solemnly buried. There I saw sunlight fade into death's wanton eye. Rode on clouds, changing hues and passing showers, eyelids cut on glass smoke stack lies, so jaded. Inhale the freshest toxic gases. Luck caught mystery and the time one confides. Caving, I found mortal worries lost in irrelevance. Drifting, sleepy visions deep, and you took my wealth. Woke to give into one more go of needles digging. Strange you indulge, whether your cup half full or plenty. To still sip from my chalice and brush with his fury. Share a smoke, but turn violently when I shook. Here, miracles twitch in aging gyrations that burn cool. Wheat as blood invades waters. Bathe with me in passion, steeping oracle forgotten. Love sings untrue, reflected from redundancy's lighted tower. Cable off again. Someone forgot to feed the power. Your eyes sullen are showing the yellowing of hours and hours. My heart pounds in anticipation, louder, echoed in corridors. Candle burns black, silver backs, and tether glows thick. Juicing the fruits of Satan's benevolent encounters cathartic. Found ourselves raped in fields of cornstarch, spent cotton. Tweaking on a lopsided moonrise. I don't have the worth to dig any deeper than shadows allow. Shuffling among these worms, snails, and mortuary flowers, drinking the air deep as lung butter on porcelain altars, catching sideways glimpses of all that has gone amiss, prance on broken clouds heavy with the death of angels, witnessing trivial acts of unholy sanctions on flyways, limited now, the low and worth martyr themselves anxiously. Drunk from drinking deep, the flesh torn by rusty nail, enter my body vigorously through moments, not hours. Lay with me in fields of spray-painted pragmatic posies. The eclipse to come will reinvent lost sermons wasted. Stone the notions of social reform to engage and devour. I'm free-frame lunacy. In death, I am empowered. Slumped over steering wheels, heartbeat chasing. Seconds I was raped of courage and displaced, gurgling in the lulls of turbulence as life is fading. And peace.
Wow. Holy cow. Wow.
That was a sinister I remember, man.
There you go, man.
You're stretching your legs, I can tell. Yeah, that's good. That's great, man. Thanks so much. That was cool. We missed that.
Well, I'll dig up another gym here. We'll keep the fire going.
All right, man. We'll be doing the return here pretty soon. So make sure to stay listening and give us a call when it comes time. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying, man. App is giving me havoc, but I'll keep it going.
No all right, brother. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Right. And that was Sinister calling from Missouri, but he doesn't sound miserable.
Oh, good. I did put the right abbreviation for the state. I was like,
you did. You did great. You did fine. All right. So we've got, before we go to, because we're about to go to the return. It's been a light night. Before we do that, we're going to have another submission here.
Wonderful.
And this submission was sent to us from Barbara. It's a different piece.
Okay.
And that was the thing I asked to move back, because I just want to make sure. I wasn't sure. This is called Contemplating the Footsteps of Writers. And it's actually in the anthology, by the way. Here we go. To what can our life on earth be likened? To a flock of geese alighting in the snow, sometimes leaving a trace of their passing. That quote is by Su Shi. Sometimes on a snowy winter day, a flock of geese might be surprised by a noise or an intruder and rise toward the sky to find another place. Perhaps they had just arrived and were suddenly whisked away. You search for the new fallen snow for traces of their being, but find only a few delicate footprints scattered around. Not enough to estimate the size of this group or to know much about them. Too many people are like those geese. They arrive in this world and exist only in a physical sense, never letting anyone outside their immediate circle know who they are. Their existence is ethereal, for too easily what they were can be erased. And they have left little behind except the memories within their loved ones. But a writer is not like one of those geese, for in the markings they bring to the world is their soul, and they lay it out piece by piece, showing their goods to the world. Writers take what is inside of themselves and add a little dash of this and that to create a new piece. Their footprints easily stand out in the vastness of life, and some have had their words remembered for ages. They piece together the remnants of ideas until what they have is entirely a new creation, forged with the material they find in their journey through life and adding to the lexicon of language with their poetry or prose. A writer seeks to strew their footprints in as many places as possible, and unlike the geese who fit delicately onto the snow, the marks a writer makes are deep and powerful. They cannot be erased from the minds that read them. And that was by Barbara Ehrentrew, and it was called Contemplating the Footsteps of Writers. Wonderful, Barbara. Thank you so much for submitting that. If you want to submit like Barbara or like James did in the last segment, I forgot to mention it, then you can. Send it to us at worldpoetryopenmic.com, go to .com or .net, put it in the contact form there, or go to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com and put it in there and just indicate in both cases that it's a submission for the show, and we'll happily read it. All right. JT, you ready?
Almost.
We doing your stretches?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Time for the return engagement. That means that anybody who wants to call in for the first time, you can. Anybody who wants to call in and share another piece, you can also. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
That was not my choice. I didn't want that version.
I was wondering what was going on when you chose the song from Alvin and the Chipmunks, the movie. Now, was that the original Alvin and the Chipmunks reboot movie?
Yes.
That wasn't like them like chipwrecked or something like that?
No, that was just the regular Chipmunks.
Okay, so that was before they had girlfriends?
Yes.
Okay. How many movies are they in now? That was the beginning of the saga.
Yeah, it was. I think there's like four.
When do they meet Gargamel?
You're thinking of Smurfs.
Sorry.
Same wrong. Time era. Well, no, it wasn't the same time era.
The funny thing about the Smurfs is you know that was a show from Belgium, yes. And it was just relicensed.
Yes.
The best part is, technically, the way they redubbed that show, it might not even be about the same thing that it was in Brussels.
It's very true.
In fact, I think we just found a project.
To find out exactly what they were talking about?
Oh. No, take it. Redub everything, make it an entirely different series.
Poor Papa Smurf.
Well, think about this. They did that with C-Lab.
They did.
They did it with all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's entirely possible.
Voltron,
although, I will say this. I was really upset when they did a live-action Smurfs, and they didn't have Anthony Hopkins as Gargamel. Because, to me, a dead serious Smurfs movie where Gargamel looks at like Papa Smurf is like, now you listen to me. It would have been fantastic. Gargamel, damn your eyes. You know, that kind of been incredible, you know?
Yeah.
But obviously, it's not going to happen.
Not unless we redub the whole thing.
And get Anthony Hopkins to come in.
Well,
Anthony, you're not doing anything. Why don't you come do this for us, my friend? By the way, Sean Connery, get off the golf course and come and record Papa Smurf's part. I'm Papa Smurf. That'd be amazing.
It would be amazing.
I am the last. I am Papa Smurf.
I am the first Smurf.
There's a man down there trying to sink my submarine. Okay. So let's.
Sorry about the show, folks.
No, this is fine. This is fine. All right, let's go. I've been told occasionally this can be funny, but most of the time it's not. Yeah. All right, let's go now to Michigan. Let's kick off our return engagement. We're going to go right back to Stan. Not Stan. I just read his name. To Dennis in Michigan, who is kicking us off here in the return. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, and I'm not ready to change my name to Stan yet.
That's all right.
Even though he has a great voice.
I'm doing the thing where I look at a name. I looked at the list of the people who called in and somehow just read Stan's name, and that's what came out of my mouth. So sorry about that.
I am complimented to be put in the same class as Stan.
There you go.
I will not complain.
All right. Perfect. So what do you have for us this time?
I chose a second reading by Khalil, about second poem I'm going to read that was written by Khalil Gibran.
All right.
And the title is Children, Chapter 4. A woman who held a babe against her bosom said, "Speak to us of children." And he said, "Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts. For they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls. For their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you. For life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children, as living arrows, are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness. For even as he loves the arrows that fly, so he loves also the bow that is stable. End of poem. A poem by Khalil Gibran.
Wow. Once again, a really solid read. I feel like your voice really complements his work well. But just a great job on that. He's an interesting poet, isn't he?
He is a very interesting poet. Quite a deep thinker and a spiritual man, and I can respect that. He shows his work unashamedly about who he is and what he thinks, and you know that is a blessing right there for such insight that he shares with others.
Absolutely, I completely agree with that. Wow, Dennis, thank you. Thanks for leading us off this way both times.
Well, thank you. Sometimes I miss the first position, but I don't need to be in the first position every time. Every position on World Poetry Open Mic is great. and I'm going to have to remember to share number one spot every once in a while.
It's there to keep you honest. That's what it is. Yeah. Just there to keep you honest.
But I don't mind sharing. It's wonderful to be on this show, and you have made it so. And I sure do appreciate that. We owe you a debt of gratitude, and we still have to find tangible ways to show that to you guys. And it is such a blessing to be here every Friday night, and we thank you.
Wow. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah. Big time.
All right. I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic. I'm going to say God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan, leading us off here in our return engagement. Wow. All right. JT, and this is not a metaphor, are you ready to go to Alabama?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to Alabama. That's not even the right accent. Let's go to Stan in Alabama. Hey, Stan.
Man, back to back.
Back
Dennis,
to back.
Wow.
I know. His voice works with Gibran stuff, doesn't it?
Oh, are you kidding? I said it on there. That was right in his wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. Out of the park.
Yeah, agreed.
No doubt.
Very wow. much so. At the same time, we could say that about your reads too, man. So, What do you have for us this time? We're excited to hear what you have.
Well, I figured since Barbara did her piece that was had me do her piece that was from the garden, I figured I'd go ahead and do mine.
All right.
And the title is This the Time. This the time of free-willed people of resolution to put forth the voice of our integrity's restitution. This the time of not accepting rationalizations as the answers that lead our humanity's destinations. This the time of too long overdue a revolution, common sense and compassion, the principal cores of solutions. This the time to end manufactured complications, return to reality, facts, and truth will simplify explanations. This the time, no more media manipulations, no agenda-driven slants on news, truth the demanded stipulation. our moral compass set back in line. Better inform people the new design. Forefathers' ideals move forward and climb. This the time. End peace.
I really like that one.
That's a great piece, Dan.
Yeah, awesome ideas. Awesome ideas in there, Stan. I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
Well, she actually came up with two words for the prompts, and it was, of all things, resolution and revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the first thing that hit me, first thing is, oh, no, I can't do that. I can't put that in there, because the first thing that hit me was resolution, solution, revolution. And I thought, no, I'm not phoning this one in. We're going to do something new with it. Oh, my God. Because it was right there. You know, hey, it's a layup.
Yeah, right. Right. It's almost too easy. Yeah.
No, it's the garden. Yeah, you don't phone it in at the garden.
There you go.
That's one of the reasons
we love it.
It's Barbara. You know? Nah.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. I get it. Yeah, I get it. No, I respect that you didn't phone it in too, and that you actually were willing to kind of go there and kind of stretch. So I think that's the right way to go about it.
Oh yeah, because those were excellent prompts, and she had a wonderful quote from Lincoln that went with it. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to take it this way because, hey, it is 2020.
Right.
And this the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. This is the time. It's the year of clarity, right? As they say.
One hopes so.
We hope.
You know, we do pray. Yes, we do.
Yes. Yes, we do. I know a lot of people who are praying pretty seriously about it, too. So either way, this is the way I see it, Stan. Either way, we're going to find out real clearly. We're going to find some things out pretty clearly by the end of this year.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a real barometer as to who we are and where we stand here around here. It really will be.
A real barometer to see if I stay here or if I move to Europe. No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm afraid I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, that's
and I'll
all right.
tell you what, because this, no matter which way it goes, this is where the fight is.
Oh, no, you're right, man. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
This is where the fight is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Stan, we appreciate
you.
Yes, up levels. Hey. Loved it. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that.
Well, it's my pleasure. And on to the next.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next time. And that was Stan calling from Alabama, laying it down. I'm not even going farther with that. You like that? You like that? There's some restraint there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome. Practicing restraint.
It's awesome.
It's my New Year's resolution. Restrain myself. All right, let's go now to Zach in upstate New York. Hey, Zach, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back. How are you guys?
Oh, you know what? It's been amazing. It's been a wild ride since we talked last, but we are just enjoying ourselves. I still got some coffee, still got some water, listening to some great poetry. This is all a good thing.
Absolutely, but. So if you're drinking coffee and water and everything, what do you drink at Applebee's?
Water and occasionally a diet soda. Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, but you know, the thing is, coffee doesn't do anything to me. I could drink this and go to sleep. Does nothing. So for me, it's more just about the taste. And I only drink black coffee anyway. I developed that after I realized that drinking anything but that was screwing up my singing.
More power to you. All I can taste is burnt popcorn. So.
You know what? Well, hey, like I said, to each their own. I only drink it because I like it. I completely, excuse me, as I'm yawning after drinking coffee, I can completely understand from other people's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right. You know, it's not everyone's cup of coffee, but that's the thing for me is I don't need caffeine. I just normally drink whatever I want to for the flavor.
Yeah, there you go.
But you guys were talking about the chipmunks and. Got me thinking of a concept I had for a series. So take cat videos and dog videos, and you get someone who's good at celebrity impressions, and you think, what would this, who would voice act this cat or this dog, and get someone to do celebrity impressions based on how a dog or cat is acting. I think you have
a YouTube channel right there.
Yeah, so. I think that's a YouTube channel you could work out, my friend.
I think that'd be hilarious. You know, having a dog that like voiced as Christopher Walken or James Earl Jones could even voice a cat.
Oh my gosh. That's ridiculous. That'd be hilarious.
And you know they're still popular. But even like there's still so many cat and dog videos. And,
oh yeah.
You take the most famous and then you take the most famous voices of all time and put them together. I think that could work out well.
I think it really could, and I think you're onto something, JT. We need to figure out a way. Talk to the higher-ups to make this kind of thing happen.
All right. I'll make sure we get that up there.
All right. Thank you for talking to the higher-ups. JT's the only one who can talk to them. Apparently, they're on top of the mountain. That's where he goes and tells people my crazy ideas. I never hear back, but I'm assured that he's talking to the people upstairs about it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's step back. What do you have for us?
Okay. So, lately, I've been doing a lot of, I've shared to you guys a lot of poems that are stories and, storytelling poems like The Visit with the Angel on the Bridge and, Why the Snow Fell, Why the Tree Fell Over and, the one about snow being human. So this is another one of those, a completely original story. And, It was a shorter poem that I decided to make longer, and it's called Four Little Words. It is a little sad, so here we go. I didn't know what you'd say. I didn't know what you'd do. That day that I asked, will you let me love you? With tears falling from your eyes, I wish I could say I was surprised when you replied no. Even though I already knew, I had to ask why. Why? Because I refuse to listen to your heartbreak as you watch me die. My heart's already been broken. It breaks every time I walk out that door. Please, you don't have to suffer alone anymore. You say, it's not fair to you, as you let your face hide behind a curtain of your auburn hair. You're right. It's not fair to me. It's not fair to you. But that's another thing we could share. I love you. I love you too. Four little words made my heart whole. Four little words, and now she's forever a part of my mind, body, and soul. Angel, end of peace.
Wow. Wow. I liked that quite a bit. What did you think, JT?
That's a good piece. I like that. Yeah.
It's in a way, it still very much seems like a storytelling piece, you know, but it's, but I get what you meant. Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things, there's so many instances in movies and everything where, the people reject people that they love because they think that it's not fair for them to be, have to deal with that kind of burden, and then that it's like, no, you know, I really want to be there for you. And, you know, it's just that heartwarming thing. And, I think that's something that I would want to do if I had someone that was in that kind of situation. I would want to stay with them, even though I know it'd be hard.
So I am, this is something interesting that you bring it up, because this is something that I've really realized that I've do recently, which is that I've been doing it for a while, but that I look at what I'm told is going to be potential really serious health issues for me coming down the road because of my past with cancer and all that. And I tend to care enough about people that I've been dating or I'm involved with that I suddenly realize I don't want to subject them to that. So I kind of push it away. But it's actually because I don't want to subject them to it. And I'm realizing that I know on an intellectual level that that's not my decision to make. I know all that stuff. Yet internally, kind of subconsciously, I'm acting off that. So it's something I've been having to think a lot about and process. But I am that kind of person who will push away because I don't want to cause them the burden of having to deal with me and the stuff coming up.
Well, I mean, you know, just think about it this way. You know, we all know, as writers, we all know how dangerous it is to keep something in. And if you're keeping feelings inside because you're afraid of hurting someone else or because of the way that they'll treat you, it's just going to be better for everyone if you do, because you're going to learn more about people, and that you're going to learn more about your people, and you're going to learn more about yourself if you're willing to open up. But obviously that is completely you thing. That is, you know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, I mean, the thing I will say about the keeping feelings in, keeping emotions in, you're aware that I write books and have a daily podcast where I basically talk about me. So, I mean, I'm pretty open, but yeah, you're right. I mean, there's some things that I need to kind of be a little bit more, I think sometimes the fact that I work so much is kind of a cover up for me not having to spend that time to do the emotional work in that particular area. So I'm, to kind of beat out a hilarious phrase, I'm working on that, but we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, I hope you get to, you know, delve into more work. I hope you get to read my book and,
I will.
Get some inspiration and, you know, I think with your help, it's going to help a lot of people. And
I think we're going to have fun putting it out, man. We're going to have fun getting this going.
Absolutely. Obviously it's getting late. So, I will let you guys go and, you know, good talking to you. Good talking to you, JT, and, good talking to you, people of the World Poetry Open Mic family. And, I will see you guys next time.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks so much, Zach. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Talk to you soon.
All right, bye. And that was Zach calling from upstate New York. That was good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to head to the state, not the emotion, but the state of Missouri. Let's go now to Sinister. Hey, Sinister, welcome back.
Hi. All right. Now I can hear you. I have an awful problem with that. So, coffee and the apocalypse. You know what's going to happen when the apocalypse comes? Which should happen. All these people that are spending millions getting cured of AIDS are going to be the first ones to start eating brains. Zombie apocalypse. Zombies start right there.
Perfect. All right.
You know, all the people running there drinking coffee are going to be in the bathroom all the time, because that's all it does, is go right through you.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, that's a good point. I hadn't even thought about this.
And you know, hey, when you can't write and you're really angry, get an axe and some wood. Great, yeah. Actually.
Good point.
I had a buddy do that, broke my $50 axe. I'm pretty bad about that. I'm like, you ever hit anything before? Ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, man. I'm going to step off the stage. I think I can tell you're ready to read. I'm going to let you do it, and we'll talk after, okay?
All right.
All right.
Last time we danced. Awake to winter's vibrant gloom, clutching last rites to show its waning power.
creating silver tinsel, dripping slippery bars. What have you to miscue on sovereignty's hand? In houses ordained, downstairs and quirky basements, huddled masses by tin cans and cherry blankets, bitching about the time outside your fashionable coffin? Creed, never do such grandstanding, pulse deep. Can you snub the nose in misery's placement? Cheeks. A community spirited on seeking divine conceptions loses growth in tariffs of an erratic economy pasted. Cannot suffice the cost of county court lunches, the debitor knows the red tape complacence. Trash bags lined up like fabric urns, tilted towers, shit's been broken, neglecting stitch needs, no equation in the quandary of quarters fighting, liquid gel cleansing tattered soul and sundries rung. And this warm breeze remitted by sweet failure's vapor, out of some drab expression, this essence was right. Pace that through the corporate wanderings keeps me high. Festering liaisons leak out beneath stretched up eyes. Catching shattered fragments of gripping, deviantly pleased, used tires, feel the invasion, fodder proceeds, swiftly opposing lies. No homecoming harlotin can garner. Value without such binds burnt into the retinas of aging social transgressions flung. Spark a stick of rational oblivion dried in moonshine. Yet these taxes, miseducated goals. No towing line, fatter grow stumpy pockets, varnished in fortune's clan. Not a trace will be a digit midst Cold War atoms. Yet still it's legal to spirit the grandest of dangerous mobility, crash below corner markets these vacant DUIs. How can you balk at Jane's linky cush and stalking? Because I decree, in her, I'm the most chiselous of men. There's still light from the hearth recalling times ousted death of duct tape heroes from long ago, containing decimated memories on silver strands, fueled worth on coffee, loose impurities caving. Shiver in the shadow this tragic shelving of suffrage, gone amidst the nation once coveted by false pride. Being detained for rebellious incursions, I won't regret. After all, their derisions broke open that shameless dam. I don't know if you feel it too. So many reasons for crying. I'm not the most wonderful person, but I commit truth. Less jaded, say, as to not be implementing oppression. Too shy the word to explain the lack of one so quizzical. Stringing up minimal exceptions of bowel movements, doctors said sign your life on that thing you thought you're right. Always take another. You know, gifted wool equals worthy sheep. Soon, weight will suckle nectar from ripened jellyseats. Absent from the equation that saloon at such a price, where the upper echelon trample on giant feet. As broken collars my shoulders can't wait to strife. I will lamester for the occasion to fail my jury rights. Farewell, my sweetest flower, calling home Crassidan. I'm deserting it all on highway shoulders, aimless, initialing like a grind, Judas recalling why betrayal was all right. Nothing sovereign is cost that reasons can value in ludicrous system. Small town schisms reflect visions and dirty coffee cups, diner patrons and arms over rodents pissing on floors. Be the evening before the exterminator comes, darling. Go dress down the pretty. Prepare for aimless flight. Staying here won't warrant progression. Repressed dreams tonight. It's a thousand salvageable seasons. Now gone will mother die. Destruction is human worth inflictions, grabbing bottom line. Heavy printing carbon footpaths mar a faded paradigm. Don't refresh on liquidated systems rivaling Tijuana bathing rights. Seeds to sow are soaked in multitudes of polluted fright. Chemtrails and the grandest natostratus distilled slow jaundice. Look up at night to corrode your retinas and radioactive lye. I'm smoking my confessions while writing funeral rhymes. You know, Big Brother has eyes floating in concrete trees, keeps full the slotted gluttony of verbal sacrificial plight, lacking cause and purpose, crucified, speaking high-def infamy. Sing out voices with rational purpose, bent on deceit. Pseudo-convictions will be errantly opposed at three. Highly suspect these benign verdicts after so much tragedy. Cutting open the files, showing what
kingdom of individuality. I was just graciously patient and waiting on helping hearts to feed, scribing subtle nuances of the goading diabolic hypocrisy. But you fingered greed where oral complacency really bleeds. Instead, I think I shall four-step larceny about cripple corporate feet.
Wow. Love it, man. Love it. Thank you, man. Really, yeah, really like that one.
Hey, that's an old one, but, you know, it's still a state of current affairs.
Yeah.
The redundancy we have in human inertia is amazing.
Yes.
We failed to see what history showed. The future is a globe.
Everybody wants to believe that we're in a time that suddenly steps outside of historical context, but it is not the case. You know, like you will see echoes of what we're going through now that has shown up many, many times throughout history. It's actually not that hard to figure out how it's going to turn out.
No, because no one's doing anything different. Actually, we're more withdrawn and apart than we've ever been. More jaded, more the sheep are abundant.
I think that, but then I think about the Civil War, and you know, I feel like we're not quite that divided, you know. But yeah, I mean, but there's some serious stuff going on. It's interesting to see this from the context of history and go, I wonder if people actually understand what they're selling down the river right now, you know?
Because they're tied up in what's running everybody. You know, everybody's so caught up in starlit flicker, flicker free gaze, as I've said for years and years and years. Everybody wants to be what they are on TV. That's how we have a president we have now.
Yeah, that's true.
The star. Yeah, no one wants to be an individual anymore. And then again, history shows you're an individual, you get shot. So.
Well, we'll see. You know, hey, I don't want anybody becoming a martyr here. So I want to see what happens in November. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Hey, buddy.
Lucy, I don't care anymore. I'm going to live my life as best I can, man.
Love what
you got and live the hardest. All right, fellas. Have a good night. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. And that was Sinister, called from Missouri. Amazing. Happy to have him on the show. So cool.
Absolutely.
All right. Now we're going to head to Cleveland, Ohio.
In just a moment.
Yeah, I understand, man.
I mean, you know.
I know you're moving damn fast. I'm moving fast here. All right, let's go to Cleveland, Ohio to visit with Mama Oladeji. Hello, Mama, can you hear us? Okay. If you can hear us, we can't hear you. We're having that issue. So just hang up, call us right back. We'll bring you on live, okay? All right. So So I don't know if I told you this. A gentleman. Well, actually, let's just get Mama here. I'll tell you later. All right. And everybody, welcome Mama. Mama, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Beautiful. We can hear you now. Sorry about that.
Okay. Everybody, I would like for you to know I have a page called My Favorite Poems by Other Poets. And if you send me a poem and I really like it, I will put it into my collection. And when I leave the planet, you'll always be able to find poets. It might be somebody in there that might become famous one day. And I can say that I chose them. So if you have a great poem you'd like to send me a poem that you think I like, I'll put it in my archive page called My Favorite Poems by Other Poets. And you're welcome to go in there and read those poems. So I decided since time is of the essence, I'm going to start doing poems from out of my collection. This one is by Dennis John Arado. And I'm going to dedicate reading this one to Dennis since I missed his poem. And I think he's going to really like this piece. And you can also find him on Amazon. He has some books out, too. Again, his name is Dennis John Corrado. And it goes like this. The name of the piece is called I Used to Swing Where the Stars Are Strong. It goes like this. Man in dance hall singing and doing the cha-cha. Because of lies, a chunk of me has died, but I no longer reflect on suicide. Walking into the valley of unrest, where gathering mounds of confusion crest. Do the dead really know when they've been wronged? By those yet living who would steal their song? Every day is another chance, but oh, mama, when I was young, how I could sing and I could dance. When I used to swing where the stars are strong, I scampered down into my cave of sleep, buried my head, and continued to weep. Dusty and rusty with darkness and gloom, I scuttle off into a private room. Emblems of hurt, these tears sit like a glove. Dig a hole and bury these bones of love. Now every day is another chance, but oh, mama, when I was young, how I could sing and I could dance. When I used to swing where the stars are strong. When I used to swing where the stars are strong. In peace.
Wow. I really love that one. Yeah.
Well, you can read his work, Dennis John Corrado with one R, and he said, my favorite poems by other poets. He also has some books on, and he's on Facebook, and he does have notes, so you can get a chance to read some of his stuff for free. His book is on Amazon, and read and comment on some of the poems that I have in my favorite poems by other poets. And by all means, send me some poems that I would like to put some of my co-poets, my peers, including my catalog.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mama, we absolutely love your work, and we, as always, you know, I know we say this, but we do mean it. We really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I love you both. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, rounding out our return engagement segment. It's been a short night, but that's all right. I think it's still kind of late here on the East Coast where a lot of our listeners are kind of in that area. So it's about 9:50 here, 9:49, 9:50 here. And that seems like a solid evening. So we will be returning next week. In fact, we're not taking a night of Friday night off until Valentine's Day, which is on the 14th. We won't be on Valentine's Day because I don't want JT's wife to kill me. That's actually the whole reason. I might go to Las Vegas and hang out at that Taco Bell cantina.
Hey, there you go.
Actually, I really might go to Las Vegas.
That would be funny as hell.
Well, because I got to be back by Sunday, Saturday night to do Sunday morning to play. Yeah. So I may actually leave Thursday night or something, go stay there.
Friday.
And
come back Saturday morning.
Leave Friday morning. Yeah, that's going to cost me like $70.
That's awesome. Do it.
And then, I probably will. I'll probably do that if I can. I'm not going to go gamble. I'm going to go walk around, see the amazing architecture, see the stuff there, and maybe go see some Cirque du Soleil because I'm studying the hell out of those shows right now.
Yeah.
So there's a whole other thing going on with Silent Still.
Yes, there is.
All right. But everybody, thanks so much for spending your Friday evening with us. It means a lot to us. And yes, I do beware the Christine.
Yes.
I definitely do, Dennis. I know better. That's why I've survived this long. take your husband away every Friday night. All right. So thank you so much again for the time you spend with us. It means a lot to us. We'll be here next week, and we're looking forward to, you know, to doing some new stuff. Maybe I'll bring a guitar next week. Maybe it'll be fun. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe we can work something out. But from Novia, the studio cat, from Ursa, the studio dog, from JT, from myself, thank you again. We love you. And until next time, keep writing. Good night.